Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Twisted Tuesdays with the Twisted Sister. You never know, maybe a Twisted Mister or two. Hey, ladies.
Hello.
Hey, Dean.
I just want you to know, I wish I felt as ambitious as I sound. Good God.
I know that feeling.
But I would like to take this opportunity since we've been past the New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. I know I popped in the room a few times and wished my Happy New Year's to people. But I want to take the opportunity to wish everyone a healthy, happy, and prosperous New Year. Another go-round. We'll step into this one, and maybe it'll just be different. Maybe. Maybe not.
Absolutely.
I have hope. Never give up hope, anybody, because, you know, whatever it's like, it can always get better. And I know some people are out there saying, yeah, it can always get worse. But no, let's not dwell there. Let's just think it into reality. That's my theory. So anyway, I just wanted to make sure my well wishes were heard. Hey, everybody. You know, I hope everybody's listening tonight. And if not, well, I'll say it again on, tomorrow night I'm supposed to be here again. Yes. Oh, my. And then Friday. My gosh. I don't know.
Wow.
I shouldn't be any good by Saturday. You have to be, like, taking me awake all week. But, yeah, so how are you ladies tonight? I hope you both had a wonderful New Year's celebration. You know, quiet is good.
Mine was quiet, but good.
Good. Very good. Very good. I hung out with my grandson and my daughter. Yes. My daughter is watching Game of Thrones for the first go-round ever. So
wow.
I'm here watching it with her. Yeah, that's what everybody saw, you know. But I was sitting here watching that with her, and she was, like, glued into the show, and all of a sudden she goes, Happy New Year, Mom, and I went, yeah, Happy New Year, you know. So we were like, 1 minute before or something. Almost missed it, but, hey, why not, right? So it's been a real adventuresome week. We took a big dinner, and, you know, it wasn't nice that there were a whole bunch of us. There were only four of us, but we made a big dinner, and everybody kind of left the table happy, which made me smile. So anyway, come on, tell me something good. Tell me about your New Year.
Well, my daughter came over finally, so my best friend and, my best friend and me and my daughter and my granddaughters, my two granddaughters, well, we spent a fun New Year. And, I got a little tipsy. real loud, you know.
I like you weren't talking to the grandbaby. You know, there's three of you there. Somebody else, you know, your daughter can keep on. Hey.
They're older. The my daughter has the oldest, my granddaughter, so they're 9 and 13, so, you know, they were busy on their technological stuff. or the face glued to the TV.
My grandson's out there with all his games having a good old time, so, I get him off of there for maybe 5 minutes, and then he's right back on it again. And then earlier today, he was so quiet. I'm like, what is he doing? I said, what are you doing? He's, I'm trying to sleep. I said, why? Because I'm bored. So I guess one of his friends had to play dinner or something. So. And I just kind of looked at him like, okay. 2 seconds off the game and he's bored. That's what they do.
I know. My gracious.
Now tell me about you, Paul. What happened with you? Sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was just going to say my youngest granddaughter, she has this greatest imagination. So she plays in her head. She makes up all these stories and, you know, she plays alone. But, you know, the house is a wreck. It's wrecked. It's a mess. But, you know, at least she has the imagination to play by herself. But my oldest never had that. So she's always there, you know. Like you said, I'm bored.
No, it's like, wow. Imaginations are wonderful things.
Mm-hmm.
You always have. Now, Pam, what about you? Tell me about you and New Year's.
Oh, goodness. Well, Yeah, mine was a little quieter, not as much people, but my daughter actually on New Year's Eve day went to spend the night at a friend's. So the day before that, her and I celebrated ahead of time with hot wings and sparkling apple cider. And, you know, most of New Year's Day I spent by myself, which was fine. I like having quiet time. And then Chuck came home, and my roommate and he and I got out our little tiny bottles of whiskey, you know, the ones that are about like two shots. And that was our celebratory drink. I like to pick on him because he has to mix his with Diet Coke and doesn't even finish it. And I'm just like, take the straight whiskey and sip on it and, you know, mix it with nothing. And I'm like, yeah. and of course I also I did spend the night with some good poetry friends because I was on Gray's show that night and I was also on Robert's show that night. So
excellent.
I can't say I spent the whole night completely alone. They were just far away friends.
That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, sometimes a little bit of alone time on New Year's is good because you have a little time of reflection. You know, you kind of think
it
about
does.
Things a little bit. Sometimes it's not good to stay in that state of reflection because, you know, if you're an overthinker like I can be, you know, you can really like think yourself, oh, my God, you know. But
what
it
did
is
I
so
do?
Very true. Like, what the hell was I thinking? you start writing notes on the calendar. Don't ever do that again. You know, really. But well, I'm glad you guys had a good New Year celebration.
Absolutely.
Well, I feel like I have jet lag, perpetual jet lag. So I was late putting up the contest for tonight, and I apologize to everyone for that. And Pam, thank you for putting up the second contest. And but I had a kicker with these silly little images. I grabbed these images a few months back. And I was trying to figure out what to do for the show tonight. And I said, you know what? Baby New Year. Baby comic characters. I said, I can kind of vaguely put them together. So why not?
Yeah, they're so cute.
Oh, my God.
They're absolutely adorable.
Oh, yes, yes. And Captain America, you see he got the top spot on the topic board. And that's because I love those little rolls on his legs. You know,
oh, no.
Yes, yes. Oh, my God, he's so damn cute. So I was being silly, but I had to be. I told him, I said, which baby will you choose? He said, I can do that. You know, but it still took me to like Sunday to put it up because, I don't know, like I say, I got perpetual jet lag. Not always good.
Yeah, they're really adorable images and a great idea. And actually, considering you only got it up yesterday, 9 entries was pretty good.
Yeah,
indeed. For a non-pre-write contest.
Absolutely. Because, like, I try not to do pre-writes. Because I find that when you do pre-writes, people don't put pre-writes to pertain to what you're looking for. They just throw everything in. If I do a pre-writes contest on something like this, they'll be putting ones in about three flowers. I'll be like, what? You know,
it's so true.
I never do that.
Oh, man, that is so true.
Yes. Yes. I mean, you know, we have great poets. They write really well, but some of them don't read very well, you know, and I find that to be amazing. I don't know how I get spring flowers in a contest like this, but that's what would happen. I know it because, well, frankly, I've had it happen before. So it's nice when everybody's kind of on track. And, yeah, we got some great poets that put in for tonight's show, and I think that's wonderful. And the same thing with your contest, Pam. I think that was pretty neat. You know, you got a good...
Oh, absolutely.
Short man of poets, for sure. And I'm sure the poetry is wonderful. So speaking of poetry, I guess maybe we should get into this, because we have like 20 or 22 poems, I think. You know, so maybe I should shut up and get it going. Anyway, I was good chatting with you ladies, and I hope all of L&P got a little kick out of something you said. And Pam, I'm going to ask you to kick us off with this poem. It's a classic poem called A New Year's Song. Whenever you're ready.
This is A New Year's Song by Edgar Albert Guest, and it goes like this. Love and laughter lead you down the pathways of the year, and may each morning feed you from the golden spoon of cheer. May every eye be shining and every cheek aglow, and may the silver lining of the clouds forever show. May peace and plenty find you, may pain and grief depart, and may you leave behind you the little cares that smart. May no day be distressful, no night be filled with woe, and may you be successful wherever you may go. May June bring you her roses, may summer poppies bloom, and may each day that closes be fragrant with perfume. May you have no regretting when evening is begun, no vain and idle fretting for what you might have done. May envy quit your dwelling and hatred leave your heart. May you rejoice in telling your brother's better part. May you be glad you're living, however dark your way, and find your joy is giving you your service to the day. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Great read. Great poem, too, by the way. Thank you for finding that one. Just what a great piece for New Year's. You know, it's very touching. With many a wonderful thought for those listening or reading it. What do you think, Naomi?
Oh, yeah. You know, this is it has every wish that, you know, someone could ever want in here. You know, it's so complete. And that was a beautiful read, by the way, Pam. You know, you just brought out the amazing flow and rhythm of the whole piece. You know, may June bring you her roses, may summer poppies bloom, and may each day that closes be fragrant with perfume. Wow, you know, that's so beautiful, those lines. And, you know, all through, and, you know, and he finishes with the joy of giving, you know, and find your joy in giving, and however dark your way, find your joy in giving your service to the day. You know, that's such a beautiful way to finish off the poem. Just an amazing, amazing write for sure here. Beautiful classic poem.
Yeah, I agree with that, Naomi. Very, very nicely said. And Pam, tell us what your thoughts are on this poem, because I know you found it.
Well, you know, I was searching around just in case, you know, looking at New Year's Eve, New Year's classic poems, and I came across this one, and I thought, this is just, it's uplifting. It has such a positive, because there are classic New Year poems that don't necessarily have a positive message, which is understandable, because it's not always positive, but the beautiful rhyme and imagery, it has heart in it, I just really love and appreciate this all the way through. I like how at the end it has that message of wanting to do better for yourself and for each other. So excellent write. Very well done.
That's a great comment. Great piece. I think it hit all the right notes for New Year's. You know, I mean, it's not New Year's Eve. Yes, we all know that. But the sentiments are so good, and I like that. Absolutely. Now, let me see, because I have a little kind of stuff happening. I'm feeling it.
I always imagine all the dead poets in heaven looking over the clouds every Tuesday and going, hey, whose poem are they going to be reading tonight? Oh, look, Edgar, the reading yours.
Edgar, the reading yours. Do you think they're going to like it? That's what I always mean. I say it was a great poem, and I really liked it. I think to myself, like that dead poet, that classic poet that did wonderful work that is recognized by so many, is just waiting for me to say, That was really a good poem. And, you know, really, think about that. Oh, my God. Anyway. A lot of truth there, ladies. A lot of truth there. Okay, Naomi, I'm going to put the next one up for you. And this is by Man529. And it's called Spider Baby.
Spider Baby. Oh, so cute. My little spider baby, ain't he cute? Climbing, tumbling, he bounces off walls. He's trying his best to fly. He dreams of shooting out spider webs to tangle up the baddies. Just to pacify him, I gave him ropes to use. I even made him his own costume. We brought him gloves and boots to match. Then he wears himself out, jumping off the shed roof. My heart is in my mouth. I do my best to protect him. This tiny, mighty spider baby is plumb tuckered out. Often so tired, he falls into bed. He falls asleep straight away, shouting out in his sleep, catching bad guys, or he's sailing through the air. But then you have to wonder, after all, look who his dad is. Spider-Man. And boom.
Spider-Man does whatever a spider can. I don't know very many of those, so that's about as good as I'm going to get tonight. Great read, Naomi. Great set. Right, man. So, Pam, you want to start us off on this one?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I had to laugh at that ending with the twist at the end. But then you have to wonder, after all, look who his dad is, Spider-Man. But this is great. Yeah, I had a smile at this one. It actually reminds me of my two boys. My son, Jaron, is very much a climber, especially as a toddler. So I could relate to that. And then my son, Gideon, oh my goodness, I think when he was about 2 years old, he had a pair of Spider-Man pajamas that was all he ever wanted to wear. He never even wanted to get dressed for school. But, this is just a great write all the way through. I really like the story she tells. My favorite part is, just to pacify him, I gave him ropes to use. I even made him his own costume. We brought him gloves and boots to match. Then he wears himself out, jumping off the shed roof. My heart is in my mouth. I do my best to protect him. Yeah, I think any mother who has had a child, but especially a young, adventurous boy, can really relate to that. So excellent write and very well done.
Great job, Pam. Great job. Naomi, how about you?
Well, I had a young, adventurous, very adventurous girl, a tomboy. Oh, my gracious, my girl, Kim, she was the one. She was worse than my boys by far. She was the one that, you know, I had my first daughter, and I could dress her in white and put her in a sandbox, and she'd come out, you know, white. Without a stain and without anything, and I saved up all her clothes, passed them on to Kim, and one day, and they were all ripped to pieces and all stained and all shredded. But you know, she'd come home falling out of a tree or whatever, all, you know, bloody, and standing on the door, "Hi, Mom," and then I'd go, what? Like, come here. But she was my little Spider-Man. But, you know, I really like this poem. You know, makes me think of, my daughter. Yeah, I think she had a Spider-Man, costume a couple of Halloweens and other superheroes. And, you know, I think she even had, like Pam said, a Spider-Man pajamas. I think I remember that. So, brought back wonderful memories, wonderful ride here.
Great comments, ladies. I thought this was a fun piece. I'm with you, Pam. I picked that same standard. Just to pacify him, I gave him ropes to use. Oh, Lord. I even made him his own costume. With that, and gloves and boots to match. But then he wears himself out jumping off the shed roof. My heart is in my mouth. Well, I guess so. Oh, I do my best to protect him. Oh, I don't know if I can keep up. I don't know. It could have been an ugly thing in my house. I'd use the ropes and put him in a chair and said, don't jump off the roof again. I would have been in big trouble. But I thought it was funny. I really did, and I thought it was great. And I like the last line, too. But then you have to wonder, if they're all, look at who that is, Spider-Man. So it was a good turn on it because he made him the product of Spider-Man instead of being a young Spider-Man. I thought that was kind of clever. So nice job, man, and thanks for sharing with us. As always. Okay, I'm going to read the next one. And I'm waiting for this thing to give me a send button. This is called My Son the Hulk by Damn It Dave. Damn It Dave, you did it again. No, I'm playing. Yep. My Son the Hulk. Most toddlers tend to cry a lot. They whimper and they pout. But mine has left me in a spot. The kid is hulking out. An ordinary tantrum is not quite good enough for Bruce. He rips through all the clothes I bought when Hulk goes on the loose. It doesn't take a lot to make this toddler hopping mad. I cannot catch and even break, because when he's bad, he's bad. He gets all muscular and green and roars just like a bear. When the Hulk's out, this kid is mean and quite a load to bear. I try to keep him calm, but that's an endless trying fight. When angry, he's the king of brats and hulks out just for spite. But Tony Stark just called me. He'd like to take him in. I really need a helping hand. His temper's wearing thin. The kid just needs an iron hand, and I'm too terrified. But Stark says he has something planned. His house is fortified. I hate to lose my little Bruce, and yet I will not sulk. I can't put up with the abuse once he becomes the Hulk. And foam. Oh, I forgot I'm leaving comments. Like, why is everybody Oh, my God. I'm like, what are they waiting for? Hello, I'm going to get in my head. Well, I like this piece by Dave. Well done, Dave. Well done. And I guess I'll come to you, Naomi, since he had my first last son.
Yeah, I just love that, you know, he brought in Tony Stark into it, that he's going to hand off his kid to Tony Stark because his house is fortified.
Yeah.
I thought that was really, really neat. You know, I had my son, Brandon, the last one, the devil, my gracious, you know, he had these awful tantrums. He was a spoiled brat. And, of course, the baby, so spoiled by all the other kids. You know, there's 8 years difference between him and my youngest, the other three. And so he broke, you know, he grew up really spoiled, you know, he was spoiled, and he had these awful tantrums. So, you know, yeah, I would have handed him off to Tony Stark, too, in a fortified house, so that he had an iron hand, might have straightened him out some. But, yeah, he turned out okay in the end. Still working on him, but... Yeah, but yeah, just an awesome poem here. I just love the rhythm, the rhyme, and you know, the imagery all through, also, and the emotions. Really fun, right? Bravo, Dave.
And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, this is great. Great rhyme and flow. It's an excellent write. From the point of view of a parent of a little Hulk. And, you know, that picture is a baby Hulk is just so freaking cute. But I too really liked that he brought in Tony Stark, Iron Man. I thought that was a nice touch. This had a nice humor to it. The other part I really like was, an ordinary tantrum is not quite good enough for Bruce. He rips through all the clothes I bought when Hulk goes on the loose. It doesn't take a lot to make this toddler hopping mad. I cannot catch an even break because when he's bad, he's bad. You know, just great lines and very well done.
Absolutely. Great comments. I really loved this. I thought it was a great piece, and I really enjoyed the read. Clever work. I loved the wonderful rhyme and meter in it, you know, which is always true. I don't think I've ever seen a piece where Dave has tripped over himself, you know, with rhyme and meter. But I have to say, I grabbed two standards. It doesn't take a lot to make this toddler hopping mad. I cannot catch an even break, because when he's bad, he's bad. He gets so muscular and green and roars just like a bear. When he hulks out, this kid is mean and quite a load to bear. I thought I like those two. I thought they were wonderful. I like the one with Tony Stark. There's really not a bad stanza in it. It's just a matter of maybe capturing the concept of the poem, you know. So really well done, and I enjoyed it, Dave. Thanks for sharing. Now, Pam, that brings me back to you. We got no twist and misters tonight. You noticed that, right? There's twist and misters. We're all nervous.
I know, right? I thought as soon as we played the song, I need a hero, they'd all come running for us. What's up with that?
Running to the LNG. Oh my God. Hi, Dave. I see you there. Nice pick. Oh, I didn't see Anguish. Hi, Anguish. I don't see him. Okay. Kim, I'm going to put the next one up for you, and this is called Little Loki by Afasiana.
All right. Little Loki by Afasiana. Born of ice and adopted into royalty, 2023 finds me dreary but promises a new crown, thrust from cold isolation to cloaked leadership, misunderstood, in truth the good kind of trouble, mixing things up for a laugh with poor timing, dismantling the patriarchy on a whim, changing form and siring surprises, the trickster kin to Thor. End poem.
Nice read. Very nice job. Naomi, you want to start us off?
Yeah, I think she captured a little Loki really well in this, right? Very cleverly written, you know. It's true that he was full of he really wanted, you know, the crown, and you know, he was full of changings and full of surprises for sure, and a real trickster. So really well written piece by Afasiana this is, and really well done. You know, and I like how she brought in like the new year into it. 2023 finds me dreary, but promises a crown. So, you know, she really puts herself into the mind of the little Loki here, which is really amazing. Well done.
Thanks so much. Pam, you want to go next?
Yeah, absolutely. This is a wonderful brevity, fun to read. I like her attention to detail, which shows that she knows quite a bit about the character of Loki. And it's a great write all the way through. I really liked the line, mixing things up for a laugh with poor timing. Because I think that's a very human trait of the character. Plus, I think it's something that many of us can relate to. But the other part I really like was when she tied the her chosen prompt in with the New Year baby theme, where she says, 2023 finds me dreary, but promises a crown. Like, you know, that's about Loki, but at the same time, it feels like how almost like it's from Afasiana's perspective of how she thinks 2023 will go for her. Excellent write and very well done.
Yes, ma'am. Absolutely. I think it was a great brevity myself. I like doing this. Let me see if I can have any more notes. That's right. I'm not sure. I noticed that Faziana found the name of the art or the photographer, however I want to say it. So I wanted to put that on our topic board. Does that help? Yeah. Sometimes I find things and I'm doing something completely different and I don't have them listed. Okay, so I think that it was a great piece by Faziana. I thought it was great brevity, capturing the true nature of work, you know, in her work. And it is a funny, funny, not a cute picture of Loki. I just look on Facebook. Really? Really? Yeah. I just get a kick out of it. But definitely a wonderful brevity. And thank you, Faziana, for entering our contest this month. Wonderful work. Wonderful work. Mm-hmm. Let's see. What do I have? I'm coming to you. Okay. I think I have an audience in that. I do have an audience. An audience. An audio. Tell me I'm not well. Okay, here we go. This is the next one. And it's by S. Sharp, and it's called The Baby New Year. So here we go. Okay.
The Baby New Year. Just off the umbilical cord, still on the bottle, hammer in hand, electricity all about, lightning striking and ready to pounce, if Mom says it's okay, and after I get my diaper changed, I'll lift Molzenar, made of the Asgardian metal Uru, to send last year packing like the mini evils hanging from the mobile in my crib. I mean that exist in the universe.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Okay. Hey, Pam, hi. How are you? I just muted her thinking it was me. Yeah, hi, Pam. Welcome back. That's not speaking to me.
Good to be back.
But you knew what I did as soon as I did it. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Would you like to comment on Scott Sharp's poem?
I absolutely would. That was an awesome performance. I mean, I always like his reading, but I really felt like he put his energy into being what you would imagine baby Thor would talk like. This one cracked me up. It was fun. It was creative. I really liked that he gave it attitude with a baby Thor sending the old year packing, but the fact that it was done with Mom's, had to be done with Mom's permission was the part that really got to me. That was great. Lightning striking and ready to pounce if Mom says it's okay and after I get my diaper changed. That was a great, awesome right.
Oh, my God. Great job, Jim. Great comment. And Naomi, how about you?
Oh, yeah. I giggled all through this. Just amazing. His voice, my gracious. And he just was such an awesome, awesome, incredible read of this. The emphasis that he put into the reading was just amazing. I also laughed at, you know, needed his mom's permission and his diaper change before he'd really do all this ramaging, you know, and all from the mobile in his crib too. That exists in the universe, all the evil hanging there from his mobile in his crib. I thought that was really creative and really funny. So bravo, Scott. Awesome, awesome, right?
Absolutely. I have to say, you know, a great comment, Naomi. I love this poem. I was like sitting here kind of giggling to myself. That's why I muted myself, because I figured if I started laughing, it would be good. But instead, I muted Pam. So I laughed at myself about that, too. But I thought it was really good. I loved the beginning of the poem. You know, just off the umbilical cord, still in the bottle, hammer in hand, electricity all about, lightning striking, ready to pounce if mom says it's okay. And after I get my diaper changed. I mean, I could have just picked up the whole thing and moved it all down and, you know, been just as happy. It was really a great brevity and well done, Scott. And thank you so much for sharing with us. I love the audio. Excellent job. Excellent job. I say okay. What is this? Oh, I'll go over here again. Mind my business. Hey, Pam, yours is next in. How about it? I think I'll go ahead and read it. All right, she says. All right, she says. Here we go. Whenever you're ready.
All right. This a mercenary new year, and it goes like this. Here comes the new year like a mercenary with an attitude. There won't be any holding of the tongue. Instead, there will be a gushing of sarcasm and cutting remarks. This year, the fourth wall is getting kicked down, or at the very least, peeked over, taking a bite at the bite of reality, a poke in the eye and a kick to make big babies fall to their knees with a squeal and a groan. This year is going to be a smart ass full of sass and a little crass. Crisscross applesauce, drool-worthy cruelty, telling fools what they be and where to stick it. Ninja ability, hair trigger finger, ready to aim and shoot from skyscraper heights. This year faces new challenges while cracking jokes and singing 1980s stadium rock. Wearing the scars of the past, a prancing anti-hero in red and black tights, regeneration keeps on hopping, bebopping, shopping for the latest superhero size, chilling between tracking the villains, undoing the loose ends. I make no apologies for who I will be, letting everything fall right between middle fingers raised to express the dominion of my opinion, putting the salt in the wound to burn of new taste, of new view to taste, and poem.
Well, go on, Pam. He's an awful smart-ass little boy or in that thing, isn't he? Say bad. Wow. Naomi, you want to kick this off?
There's so many parts of this that I really liked. A mercenary with an attitude. There won't be any holding the tongue. And the one I really liked is you put the applesauce in there, and you're always saying awesome sauce. Crisscross applesauce, drool-worthy cruelty, telling fools what they be and where to stick it. make no apologies for who I will be, letting everything fall right between middle fingers raised to express the dominion of my opinion, putting the salt in the wound to burn a new view to taste. This is just awesome the way you really, you know, captured a your own character, but through the character here, I think Pam, this is wonderfully, really a sassy little right there with a lot of attitude, a lot of fierceness to it, and stick it to them. So really well done.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. Pam, I thought it was a great write, full of attitude. I love the story you created throughout. And I grabbed up these lines here. Created. Never mind. Skip that. Erase that first word. Taking a bite at the bite of reality. Poke in the eye and a kiss to make big babies fall to their knees and squeal and a groan. This year is going to be a smart ass full of sass and a little crass, crisscross applesauce, dual worthy cruelty, telling fools what they do and where to stick it. I just think you did an awesome job with it. Always creative, so nothing new here. You know, well done. Definitely well done.
Thank
hey, you.
You
come in? Tell us what you were thinking.
Yeah. I was thinking that I wanted to write for that one because I really just have always enjoyed Deadpool and his attitude. And that, you know, I thought that's how I'm going to approach my new year. So, you know, I'm just going to be like, stand back, fools, because I'm going to let out the tornado. So,
absolutely.
Yep. But it was fun. It was fun to write. And thank you for the inspiration.
So we're all warned.
Oh my gosh. Okay, the next one I'm going to put up is by Weaver of Dreams. And I think I have two rights by her, but I only have one audio. So this one, I believe, I need you to read, Naomi. And Pam, I have to step away for a second. So if I'm not back, could you handle the comment until I get here?
Sure, absolutely.
Thank you. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Oh, Naomi, okay. Are you on mute?
I'm refreshing the page. Okay, Thor. Yeah, I just got it. Okay. Baby Thor was out one day, a-riding on his filly. "I'm Thor," he cried, and his horse replied, "because you forgot your saddle, filly." Boom, boom. End poem.
Oh, man, great read, Naomi. I enjoyed this little joke with the punchline ending. It actually reminds me of a more adult version, which I'll have to private message to you, Naomi. You might have heard it before, but I can't say it on the show. But, you know, no, this is a great joke. And I've heard various ones like this where they use Thor in place of sore to make it sound like you've got a lisp. I'm Thor, he cried, and his horse replied, "because you forgot your saddle, Billy." That is so awesome. And Naomi, your thoughts?
Oh, yeah, this is so clever. You know, the way the play on words, Thor, sore, and saddle, filly. it's filly for silly. But, you know, just amazing, clever, very clever, you know, humor here used by Kate, indeed. And so well done and so well written. Short but impactful and so hilarious. So done. Done perfectly.
Absolutely. And are you back with us, Jean?
Actually, I just got here about a second ago, and I just looked at Weaver's piece. That's an old joke. I heard that joke before. But it's funny. Yes, it's funny. Very good. Very good. Yeah, I liked it. I got a laugh out of it for sure. Sorry. Okay. I finished typing. So sorry, Charlie. Let me see. Okay. Yeah. Naomi read that one. Pam, I'm going to give you the next interview on the coach.
All right.
Yeah. I think you'll do a better job than I will, so that's why I'm giving it to you.
I'll try.
This one is for Cedar Chapman. And hello, Cedar Chapman. I see you in the room. Just in time.
All right. It says, Smash Puny 2022. By Cedar Chapman. A supernova rages in my chest and scorches my synapses. I am tired, drained from being withered like thistle, desiccating in a hard-bound 3-inch Britannica.
caged by yesterday's ghost. Their voices implode upon my eardrums. My feet drip in blood from the barbed tendrils of my childhood abyss. I scratch and claw past the suit, peeling away the imposter banner who lives in the reflection of muddy puddles sunk in the pits of old asphalt roads. Clapping sonic booms shatter each rusty iron link that chains me, and I pulverize every last brick and mortar, blocking the sunlight from bathing my face. I shall tolerate no more bellies overhanging faux leather belts, droopy shoulders waiting alone at Starbucks for Miss Tinder to arrive, fear resting its infested heel on my Adam apple. Good riddance, 2022. Pleasure to meet you, 2023. You won't like me when I'm angry. End poem.
Great. Oh, my God. Great light here. Naomi, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, I just love you. I shall tolerate no more bellies overhanging, faux leather belts, drooping shoulders waiting alone at Starbucks for Miss Tinder to arrive. Yeah, that's a reality of today for sure when you're on Tinder. And I like the you know, where he says he, you know, he takes a kick at Banner there. I scratch and claw past the soot, peeling away the imposter Banner who lives on the reflection of muddy puddles sunk in the pits of old asphalt roads. You know, I just love his metaphors in here, wonderful, you know, cleverness that he's shown all throughout this poem. So well written, Cedar. Bravo, you know, just a fantastic write, like you can write them, my man. And, you know, another one. Just super, super right.
Absolutely. So neat. Pam, you want to go next?
Oh, yes, for sure. This was an excellent write. You could tell that Cedar had fun writing this one. You know, as always, he's got brilliant imagery and metaphors. And I like how he brings out the anger of the Hulk. And there was just some wonderful wordplay here, like the, you know, I shouldn't say wordplay, but the references to characters, like where he brought in Banner, David Banner, peeling away the imposter, you know, the idea of, you know, instead of, you know, that I'm not going to be that, you know, nice nod and smile person. I'm going to stand up for myself more. I'm going to tolerate less. You know, I really liked those end lines, and, you know, especially pleasure to meet you, 2023. You won't like me when I'm angry. Honestly, when I first read this poem earlier today, I was waiting at some point for him to say, Hulk smash, you know. It's a great night and very well done.
Absolutely. Very good, very good. Nice comments, baby. Cedar, I thought this was a great write. It was funny, but it was a little serious, you know. It had that kind of a bit of a thought to it. First, I went to grab the first two stanzas. I went, yeah, but there's something in this third stanza. I scratch and claw past the soot, peeling away the imposter Banner who lives in the reflections of muddy puddles sunk in the pits of old asphalt roads. Now, I'm not exactly sure. And I, you know, have been confused before. I think that that was part of the lead-in for the show, or the intro for the show or the outro for the show. I swear that image rang true in my brain, like I had seen it before, his reflection in the muddy puddle. Now, I could be wrong. Maybe I'm just having one of those moments. I'd say senior moments, but I don't think I've quite hit senior yet, but I'm getting there.
I'm not sure.
I'm going to have to poke around and see what I can find, but that really hung true to me. And I went back and I deleted what I had put, and I put this, and I went, yeah, this is more like it. So excellent job, Cedar. I thought it was a great take on the prompt as well as the New Year, like I dare you kind of thing. And I really enjoyed the write. So thank you so much for sharing with us all. Great job. Great job. Oh, Lord, now I can't find the name one. Here it is. Okay. Answer. She's going to be right back. And again, that could have been 20 minutes ago, and I just saw it. Let me see what we have here. Did that one. Well, let me see. Hopefully this one. This is by Rick Six, and it's called Potty Training. I hope this hasn't been. Not being okay, potty training. Okay, Mom, this is one of your best ideas ever. King Tut Solid Gold Potty. What a great New Year's revolution. Probably second only to the M&Ms you tried last week. Don't like the green ones, by the way. The costume is nice, too, but it's still easier to just let one fly in the old diapers. Know what I mean? Can't wait to see what you plan next for us. Grab the baby wipes, won't you? And follow. Okay. Help him. Let you do your thing.
Did you say me?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I like this. You know, Rick always has these little humorous rights, brevities. And, you know, I can just imagine him there, that throne as his potty. And, you know, the whole concept of potty training that he got from that image, just so clever. And, you know, the way he just writes the whole thing as if, you know, it's the baby speaking, okay, Mom, this is one of your best ideas ever, King Tut Solid Gold Potty. What a great New Year's revolution. I know the way he talks about the M&Ms. I don't like the green ones, by the way. But, yeah, you know, then grab the baby wipes, won't you? easier just to crap in the old diaper. But just amazing, amazing right here by Rick Six.
Absolutely. Hey, Pam, welcome back.
Good to be back. Yeah, this was fun. It was creative, had great humor to it, very relatable to any parent who has gone through trying to potty train a toddler. And, you know, the attitude in this really fits with the picture. What a great New Year's revolution. Probably second only to the M&Ms you tried last week, you know. And I remember, you know, all kinds of things you try, treats, for anyone who has boys, you put the Cheerios in the toilet and have them aim for the Cheerio. And
I never tried that one.
You didn't say that.
Or you put something in the toilet, it turns the water blue, and then when they pee, it turns the water green. So it's magic.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I had
two boys and two girls, but I don't remember doing that. Buying a lot of candies, yes.
That's funny. Oh my god. Okay. Well, I thought it was a funny write, a clever take on the prompt. And again, a great brevity. And I want to thank you for writing for our contest. Great job, Rick. A lot of fun. I actually liked that picture. I wasn't too sure what anybody would do with it. So, nice work. Okay. God, y'all gonna stop being so damn dead silent when I stop talking. You're crazy. I don't have far to go. one day I'm not going to turn back. That's what's going to happen. Just saying. Okay. Pam, I'll put the next one up for you.
Okay.
This is Faziana, crawling but not aimless. These are from Pam's secondary contest on Loki quotes, correct? Isn't that what it was, Pam? The quote
yep.
by Loki?
Yep.
Okay, awesome. So, there you go.
All right. Crawling but not aimless by Faziana. Survival mode sustained me through the worst, outcrawling death when running wasn't plausible, dodging medical landmines in slow motion, battling the deafening call of Harakiri. Then there comes a time when not perishing is stagnant as demise. A destination must replace near escape. Even unsteady legs can choose a direction to stumble. Former lone cousin of Fenrir can reach for support. End poem.
Great read, Pam. Great read. Naomi, you want to start us off?
Yeah, I really liked, you know, the her line there. You know, in the second stanza, there comes a time when not perishing is stagnant as demise. A destination must replace mere escape. Even on steady legs can choose a direction to stumble. You know, that's a really great line there. Even, you know, on steady legs, you can always stumble and, you know, choose a direction. You know, great write, you know, because I know she went through a lot of Faziana and, you know, dodging medical landmines in slow motion, crawling but not aimless. I love her title, too. Just a great write by Faziana here. Just very, very well done.
Nice comment, Almond. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, well, she chose the prompt, don't die isn't a plan, it's a general demand of living. And I thought it was just a great take on the prompt because, you know, she delves into her own struggles throughout the years and yet at the same time connects it with the character Loki. I really like outcrawling death when running wasn't plausible, dodging medical landmines in slow motion. And I also like that she made sure to put in her AN that Fenrir is Loki's son, who is a wolf, because I thought that added, I didn't know that, so I learned something new, plus it added more depth to the end line. You know, the idea of that lone wolf, you know, learning to reach out for help. So excellent write and very well done.
Absolutely. I thought this was a great brevity. Again, these prompts and things seem to really pull out a lot of brevity, which is good because, you know, short and sweet, you know, good humor, no huge doses of it. And I just think that it was a great brevity. I love the, both stanzas were good, but survival mode is to sustain me through the worst. Outcrawling death when running wasn't plausible. Dodging medical landmines in slow motion. Battling the deafening calls of Harakiri. You know, that's a great attention grabber, you know, as to what's going on. You know, and then the second one finishes out that thought in a wonderful way. And, yeah, I didn't know you know Loki had a son. So that's pretty good, huh? I learned something too.
Yeah, learned something new.
Yeah. Yes. Typing slow. And
yeah, but considering he was a Norse demigod, my guess is he probably had more than one son.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, those gods and demigods really liked to procreate.
Well, yeah, and bad boys do get around. Just saying.
<Don't
think about> Yep. Oh, my goodness gracious. try and read this next one without choking my way through it, because there's another damn it, Dave. You know, and I love saying, you did it again, damn it, Dave. I just get a kick out of messing with his stuff. That's what I do. I don't know what I did. I got it. Okay, The Sun Will Shine Again by Damn It Dave. We all feel deep despair sometimes. It cuts as shards of glass. But if we keep sweet hope alive, then this in time shall pass. We know the ache of wilted love, the depths of sorrow's hell. Yet if we just hold on to the faith, then this shall pass as well. Dark shadows fall upon our peace. Just know that they will pass in time. The sun will shine again. Nice. End poem. Not nice. Yeah, it's nice. Okay. Naomi, would you like to start us off?
Yeah, I thought this was really, very thoughtfully laid out. It really shows, that even in despair, hope is always there. And, he captured that prompt really well. The sun will shine on us again. Dark shadows fall upon our path. We can't escape the pain. Just know that they will pass in time. The sun will shine again. Beautiful rhythm and rhyme throughout. And just a wonderful, wonderful brevity written here by Damn It Dave. I really, really, really enjoyed this one.
Absolutely. Great comment, Naomi. And Pam, how about you?
Oh, this is a wonderful poem all the way through. I love all three stanzas. It just flows so smoothly. Wonderful imagery, a wonderful message of having hope in the future, even in dark times. But my absolute favorite stanza was the second one. We know the ache of wilted love, the depths of sorrow's hell. Yet if we just hold on to faith, then this shall pass as well. Wonderful lines and very well done.
I agree. I think that Pam and Dave did a great job with this. And, I liked each of the stanzas. And I love how he ended each stanza in hope. There's that last line of hope, each one of them. And all led you in that direction where the sun was going to shine again. It was excellent, right? Well penned and nicely done. So I picked the first one just because, just start somewhere, right? We all feel deep despair sometimes. It cuts as shards of glass. But if we keep sweet hope alive, then this in time shall pass. I think that that's very true. I'm notorious for saying, this too shall pass. I used to say it a lot more, but now I'm trying to convince myself before I say it to anyone else. But this too shall pass. And I think that was, I think you really expressed this nicely. So nice job, Dave, and thank you again for sharing with us. Okay. Now, the next one we have, I think, I just said that. It's Pam, it's on you, right? I don't know. So you're going to get it.
I have no clue at this point.
I don't either, so just forgive me. I'm just going to talk to you. I'm not going to lie. Okay, this one's by Ekrivane01, called One Loki Wins. Whenever you're ready.
Okay. All right.
Sorry. I'm sorry. I thought it was me. Go, Pam.
Maybe it is you. Who is reading, Jean?
You are, Pam.
Okay.
Don't get me any more confused.
Well, I thought it'd be so much like me for Jean to have assigned this to Naomi and have me think I heard Pam out of Naomi. So. This is When Loki Winks by Ekrivane01. What if the universe should prove to be a computer?
Brobdingnagian in size, would reality truly be composed of digital programs and clever disguise? Would instinct really be shown at last just the data bank's manifestation, memory chips composing present and past to explode in sad trepidation? Life can play tricks as refugees know. No securities extant this side of the grave. Fate relishes bringing the mighty low. A king in his castle, a knight or a knave. Remember, the secret you're hoping to grok is this. God's a jester. Life is a joke. End poem.
Nice job, man. Nice read. And Naomi, you want to start us off?
Yeah, you know, this is a very thought-provoking, right? You know, what if the whole university was just a great big computer? You know, what if we were all just in the Matrix, you know? You know, I don't know if you saw those movies, The Matrix, but, you know, what if, you know? There's so many what ifs in this poem, and I think it brought out, you know, all those questions that we do ask ourselves, and, you know, every day, well, not every day, but once in a while, we just stop and I do. I, you know, I ask myself, you know, about the universe, about what we're doing here on Earth, who put us here. You know, I ask myself all these questions. So I think this is a wonderful, wonderful write here. I don't know this poet, by the way, Écrivain 01, but yeah, I thought this was an amazing, thought-provoking write. So very well done.
Nice. And Pam, how's about you?
I enjoyed this one. It's wonderfully written. You know, I like the thought that he put into it. I like that the use of the word Brobdingnagian, which I just stumbled over. And, of course, I had to look up, which basically means, like, giant. So you think of, like, the first computer ever created where it took up the entire room. And I like that Naomi mentioned, and I had a similar thought, the idea that it's almost like those movies with the Keanu Reeves, The Matrix, and how you start thinking about life and, you know, who or what is in control of our life, and, you know, why do certain things happen. I really like that he brings the science fiction element into this that really gives food for thought. You know, the idea of are we and our life just simply a database manifestation? And I did like the end with the is this God's a jester, life is a joke. You know, I thought that was a great way to remind us that sometimes there's just things that happen beyond our explanation, beyond an explanation, and but has a sense of humor to it. So very well done.
Right. Great comments, guys. Great comments. Yeah, I thought it was a very well-written piece, but provoking, as Naomi said, and wonderfully expressed. I really enjoyed it. You know, that ending of it, remember, the secret you're hoping to grok is this. God's a jester, and life is a joke. And when you read that, it's kind of like, whoops, it means business. But it was nicely done. It really was. It was well worded and gave us all something to think about, that's for sure. So nice job, Sylvain. Appreciate it very much. Where am I going now? Over here is where I'm going. Okay, you got that one? You got this one? Yes. Naomi, I have the next one for you. This one is by Lockdown Larks. Taking Time is the title. Thank you.
Sorry, I was on mute. Lockdown Larks, Taking Time. What have you got to lose? Take your time, a minute or so. Or should I say, you must choose. Maybe a line where variants go. Brother, the sun will shine on us again. But first we must find a time to hide. We must avoid the authorities' pain. They must not be able to track our ride. There is a place visited by few where we can rest, time stand still. Another dimension where we renew energy and strategy we can refill. No one can follow us there. Give up your mind to the night skies in the twilight, barely aware. All you need do now is close your eyes. End poem.
Nice evening. And Pam, you want to start us off?
Absolutely. This is a great poem. I'm glad Lockdown Larks was inspired to write something. I thought he did a great job of telling us the story of the character. I really like how he fit the prompt in there with, Brother, the sun will shine on us again, but first we must find a time to hide. We must avoid the authorities' pain. They must not be able to track our ride. I thought it also was really cool because when I read his AN and saw that he said about himself, not seen any of the Marvel films or series, but researched the gist and gave it a twist. So I thought that was really cool that, you know, he took time to do a little bit of research before writing his poem. So very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment, Pam. And Naomi, how's about you?
Yeah, I really like that too, you know, that he did his research. And, you know, there is a place visited by few where we can rest, time stand still, another dimension where we renew energy and strategy we can refill. You know, wouldn't that be wonderful if we could just transport ourselves into another dimension and just rest a while? Rest a while away from our life. That would be amazing. But, yeah, just an awesome, poem with the, you know, an awesome message of just taking that time for us and, you know, for our to better ourselves and to taking that time to think of ourselves and go elsewhere and just dream of all the possibilities that are out there. So awesome write by Lockdown Larks.
Right, absolutely. Okay, and Sam went first, right? I think it's on me. But it was a well done job, Lockdown Larks. Oh my God. Great take on the prompt. I kind of was looking for a stanza, and each one I read took me to the next one. It kind of almost took me to the next one. But I have to say, I like the intro stanza. What if you got to lose? Take your time, a minute or so. Or should I say you must choose? Maybe a line where variants go. And then you get into, Brother, the sun will shine on us again. But first, we must find a time to hide. We must avoid the authorities' pain. We must not be able to track our ride. And I could have just gone right into the next one. It's a little hard for me to split them up. So nicely done and well-worded and, you know, a great train of thought there. So nice work. Thank you for sharing with us. Okay. That's a little short. I have to think more deep than that one. Okay, now the next one I have is by Weaver of Dreams. And this one has no audio. And the button.
I can feel you in the shadows, barely moving, hardly there. On a whisper of a breath, there's an echo that we share. You were once as I am now, we were together on this plane. Then you walked into the darkness. What did you hope to gain? I reach out blindly, hoping that my strength can pull you back. But am I being selfish? Does that give you what you lack? Could I leave you in the shadows? Would that show you how I care? should I turn and walk away from the echoes that we share?
Are you on mute, Jean?
Well, of course I was.
Okay.
No, I was on mute. I should have muted you. You would have understood, see? Oh, my God. Okay, Naomi, would you like to start us off? Oh, my God. That one. Yes, Naomi, I said your name.
Yes.
Okay,
oh, sorry. I missed that. Oh, boy. Yeah, I love the questions that, you know, that are asked in this poem. I can feel you in the shadows, whether, you know, somebody that's about to pass on, or whether, you know, it's somebody that doesn't love her back, but you know, the prompt is don't die. So I imagine it's somebody, you know, that's about to pass on, that's about to die, or that's already dead and that's in the shadows. And, you know, she's asking herself, should I reach out? Should I pull you back? Is that selfish of me? Should I turn and walk away from the echoes that we share? You know, a lot of people, this is relatable, I think, to a lot of people. If you take it, you know, that a lot of people that have lost people, or, you know, struggling with death. A very relatable poem, and I love her title, Echoes, and I love that image too. It's, you know, so, and she brings it into that fantasy, sci-fi kind of theme that we have tonight, you know, with the shadows and the echoes, and also that prompt too, that's very scientific looking. So wonderful right here by Kate, absolutely.
Pam, how about you?
Yeah, this is a beautiful and haunting dark right. I like how, to me, I have to say that it does speak on the idea of losing someone to death, you know, and it's just a really emotive right. I like the use of, I too like the title Echoes. I thought it was kind of reflected on the whole idea that when you lose somebody, everything, oftentimes things you hear, things you see are all of those echoes of time, of memories that you spent with them. I really like this all the way through, but especially I reach out blindly hoping that my strength can pull you back. But am I being selfish? Does that give you what you lack? So excellent lines and very well done.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought it was an excellent piece, wonderfully penned, and a fabulous audio to go with it. I always enjoy listening to her work. She has this wonderful voice for the stuff that she writes. And I'm with you, Pam. That was the stanza I grabbed. I reach out blindly, hoping that my strength can pull you back. But am I being selfish? Does it give you what you lack? Could I leave you in the shadows? Would that show you how I care? Should I turn and walk away from the echoes that we share? Definitely a wonderful stanza. The first one is wonderful as well, so kind of hard. You know, I try and pick one, but I don't know. Sometimes I think I'm being silly. So let me see now. I'm going to read this next one. And then one for my own. Here we go. This is called Resolutions by Rooms 1-5-1-5. At the beginning of this new year, it is clear to me that Loki knew what he was saying. I assure you, brother, the sun will shine on us again. For 3 years now, the world has been beset by COVID pandemic, a virus from nowhere or somewhere. But when will it all end? As COVID has never departed, and people are still getting ill and dying. So how can we think there will be sun shining on us again? Because it has happened before. Plague and death has not prevented the world from living, although it has meant many people leaving this earth. But we must believe that we can overcome this virus and live with it, even if it means wearing masks and keeping our distance. Tomorrow is a good day. We will meet again someday. And we pray to God for salvation and hope, for eternal life and love. Amen. And so on. Pam, you want to start us off?
Absolutely. Yeah, this is a wonderful write. I really like the way she brought it to our modern times in the past 3 years, took that from the quote. And I thought that was a great beginning. At the beginning of this new year, it is clear to me that Loki knew what he was saying. I assure you, brother, the sun will shine on us again. And then I really also like, but we must believe that we can overcome this virus and live with it, even if it means wearing masks and keeping our distance. Tomorrow is a good day. We will meet again. I like the line, tomorrow is a good day, we will meet again. You know, it's filled with a hope. And so excellent, yeah. Right, and very well done.
Absolutely. Great comment, Pam. And Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, I really like, how she took that quote in the first stanza and she brought it into the reality of today with the COVID and the pandemic. And, and she finished it off with this really message, this real message of hope, and finished it off like as if it's as a prayer. The prayer of hope, for the future and for the new year that came in. So beautiful, beautifully written here by Rose Winter, 515, indeed.
Nice comment, man. Nice comment. I thought it was nicely said and a great take on the prompt. I pulled this. But we must believe that we can overcome this virus and live with it, even if it means wearing masks and keeping our distance. Tomorrow is a good day. We will meet again someday. I really enjoyed that. But I have to say, I like that little prayer at the very end. I thought that really kind of tied it up nicely. Pray to God for salvation and hope, for eternal life and love. Amen. I think she tied it up nice, a little bow right there. So that was a good one. Okay. Yeah, here we go. Naomi, I have a piece for you to read next. And this is called This is the Year by Naomi Sarah. I don't think she'll mind if you read it. Naomi, are you on mute?
Yeah. Yes, I am on mute. Sorry about that. So this is called This is the Year. This is the year you got sick. The year I saw a proud, strong man, my real-life superhero, breaking apart piece by piece. The year when a hospital trip turned into a monthly date. The year I learned new words like computed tomography, fluoroscopy, magnetic resonance imaging. This is the year I said the corniest compliments, like how the color of a hospital gown brought out the blue in your eyes. The year I heard you whisper, I'm just so tired, can't go on, while feeling ashamed for thinking the same. The year I cried, hidden away, sitting on toilets, in my car, into my sheets. The year I learned to smile and laugh through sadness, so I wouldn't fall apart. The year I began to see pity looks on so many people's faces, and mumbled on stories to then never hear from them again. The year I talked about a will, funeral arrangements, and learned all about medically assisted ways of dying. The year certain song lyrics just stuck in my mind, like Tom Waits singing, oh, you gotta hold on, hold on. You gotta hold on. Take my hand, I'm standing right here. You gotta hold on. The year I really grasped all the meaning behind the words. Take the time to be with those people you love. This is that year, the year you got sick. Pantone.
Mm. Well, kick me in the chest. Wow. It's wonderful right now. Very well done. I'm surprised you made it. You're reading it nicely. I don't know if I could have. Pam, do you want to start us off?
Oh, absolutely. I have to say thank you for sharing this with us. And it couldn't have been an easy read, but it's such a powerful and emotive write and delves so deeply into something very personal, you know, and something that I think people need to hear, because there are people out there who have been through the process of a loved one, a friend, a family member, somebody, you know, dying. And there is those obviously moments of great sadness, but there's also those times where you try to keep each other's spirits lifted up. I really like that you brought in, this is the year I said the corniest compliments, like how the color of a hospital gown brought out the blue in your eyes. And, you know, this is very hard-hitting. You know, the year I cried hidden away on toilets in my car or into my sheets. You know, the idea that you want to be strong for the other person, and yet at the same time you feel like you're falling apart yourself. I also like that you brought in the mention of the song lyrics. The year contained certain song lyrics just stuck in my mind, like Tom Waits singing, "Oh, you got to hold on, hold on, you got to hold on." Just an amazing write filled with a lot of heart and depth and very well done.
Thank you, Dan.
Wow, Naomi, I can tell you it was a heartfelt write that goes without saying. And as Pam said, powerful and so very well expressed. I found it to be very painful. And well done. And I was looking here to just what stanza here, and I just can't do it because every one of them really was powerful. You know, you have so many different, split into so many different sections, and none of them could be, like, kind of looked over for the next. You know, I like how you used couplets in the beginning and then moved into the 3- and 4-line stanzas. Yeah, the year I talked about a will, funeral arrangements, and learned all about medically assisted ways of dying. But wow, that hurt. That hurt. The song lyrics stanza was wonderful. And then at the end, I think that, you know, you really did, well, you did pull it together here where I could pluck this and say, the year I really grasped all the meaning behind the words, take the time to be with those people you love. This is that year, the year you got sick. Good. So you really did capture that at the very end where it kind of, yeah, that did kick you a little bit in the chest. And I think that that's what it was supposed to do in a way, you know, because people should stop and think that no matter what they think is going on in the world, it could always be worse. And, you know, these are the realities of some people's lives. And, yeah, just a wonderful job. And just beautiful expression of love, you know, throughout. Great job. Thanks for sharing with us. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it is the reality of a lot of people, you know, not only me. So I thought I'd share it because a lot of people,
mm-hmm.
a lot of yes. people are going through this.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You're absolutely correct. You are. And until you've walked in those shoes, you really don't know how it feels. You know, you can say, you know how it is to lose somebody. You know how it is to miss somebody. But, you know, until you've walked that whole distance, you just don't really know how it is. You know, being beside somebody throughout it all. I mean, that's not an easy thing to do. And that person making all those choices is not an easy thing to do. You know,
no.
Part of it I know, part of it I don't know. And I'll say it that way. And it's just a painful yeah, that's a painful journey. And a beautiful journey at the same time, because you look back and say, yeah, I was here. And, you
mm-hmm.
know, so there's nothing wrong with that either. Okay. The next piece I have is by Eric Svensson, and it's called Lux Locket. So here we go. Let me hit that audio.
Lux Locket. Stuck, stayed, and bored. Add a pinch of Loki to your life. Hamstrung by hubris, Loki's locomotion locket. Just what you need. Zing of commotion cocktail recommended. Loki loves unblocking, unlocking. Same old, same old. Bold, boisterous cat to wit. Just the prankster to bump you off the hamster wheel. London Eye becomes a ballroom blitz. Loki been very busy lately with the Danish Queen's grandchildren. Not even to mention Harry and Meghan. Prankster proposes and royalty disposes. Court jester arrives and your coast is toast. Loki Locket, treasured heirloom, you received one at birth. Invisible, indivisible, yet indestructible. Belly button placed, think of it as a stargate. By the way, Asgard is our planetary solar plexus. Never knew you had royal blood in you, did you? Feel the tingle, taste the jingle, something happens to your tongue. Heart rate increases, in turn the prankster's name, Loki, Loki, Loki. Let's do the locomotion. Imperceptible commotion ripples gather like fleecy white cloud wisps. Sudden chill drop in stayed, stuck air. Energy ripples, Niagara waterfall plunge. Hooker hearty, Loki's magnetism usurps your pragmatism. Head over heels, mischief has its way with you. Come to think of it, I wonder what Loki's got up his sleeve for 2023. Asgard poet laureate, Loki giggles gaily. Won't tell you, but I'll show you. P.S. Hope Loki's recovered from his Santa Claus persona by now. End poem.
Good job, Eric. Naomi, do you want to start us off? You're off mute for...
She said she'd be right back.
Oh. Okay. See that? I wasn't watching the room. Silly me. Okay, Pam, would you like to start us off?
Absolutely. First of all, that was a great read, as always. I like that he had fun with this. He really delved into the character of Loki with a very cool picture that he attached to his poem. He describes him so well with bold, boisterous cad to wit, just the prankster bump you off the hamster wheel. I also like, as always, that he has such a wonderful cultural references references to society, like the mention of the ballroom blitz, and not even to mention Harry and Meghan, prankster proposes and royal disposes, court jester arrives, and your coast is toast. I like that he brings out Loki's sense of humor. As always, he's got great imagery and alliteration, and it just,
you know, it's so much fun, the little lines that he just suddenly throws right in the middle of a poem, like, Loki, 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 let's do the locomotion. You know, I mean, it just, it makes you smile. So, excellent write and very well done.
Right, absolutely. I agree with you there, Pam. I thought this was a great piece, a great, a clever take on the prompt. You know, Loki Locket, treasured heirloom. He received one of both. You know, my own type of, invisible, indivisible, yet indestructible. Belly button place. Think of it as a Stargate. By the way, Asgard is our planetary solar plexus. Never knew you had royal blood in you, did you? Feel the tingle, feel the or taste the jingle. Something happens to your tongue. Heart rate increase. Intone the prankster's name. Loki. I just thought it was a clever, just a clever take on everything. It was nicely done, as always, with Eric. There's lots of great references throughout, as always. He's got the ballroom blitz in there. He's got the locomotion. He's just got a bunch of stuff. I mean, I sit here and pull them all out again, but I have to read everything in order to do it. But he's clever, and he always is clever with his writing. And that's what makes it so intriguing. And then the P.S. had me kind of chuckle. Absolutely. Hope Loki's recovered from his Santa Claus persona by now. So I thought that was neat. But, yes, absolutely good job. Now, Naomi, are you back yet?
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah, okay, I really like. Yeah, you know, he mixed it, the way he went about it so intelligently. You know, he really put in Loki's character into this poem. You see it in so many lines. And, you know, I just love the feel the tingle, taste the jingle. You know, he even brought Christmas, like a bit of Christmas into it. And then Loki, 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 let's do the locomotion. You know, yeah, he really had fun with this piece all the way through, and so well done and so well read as usual by Eric. So just amazing write here.
Absolutely. Okay, well, great comments, guys. And let me move on to the next one, which is called Starborn by Robert M. Hey, I have an audio for this. Yes.
This is my recital of Starborn, a poem inspired by a quote from Loki. Ever since I was able, I remember a feeling of longing that pulled at every fiber of my being. I have always gravitated toward the cosmos. I reach for the stars and they call to me, adorning me with celestial kisses of grace and wonder, embracing me with their enigmatic splendor and majesty. An astral romance bittered while I'm confined to this fleshy prison. I am but a weary facade of the light that graced me, a dull shimmer in the void's grand expanse, a tarnished fleck of meandering dust floating aimlessly within an anomalous vessel. Engulfed in copious darkness that is a canvas for both destruction and creation, a deep yearning burns in me that awaits the day that these bars melt away, so that I can return home at last.
Nice. Nice piece there, Robert. Let's enjoy. Naomi, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, I really like this. You know, what a beautiful, dark, right. You know, there's so much emotion that comes out of this piece, you know, of being lost in a body that, you know, that has lost its purpose, and just yearning as looking up in at the stars, yearning to be elsewhere, basically. And feeling, like he says, engulfed in copious darkness that is the canvas for both destruction and creation. A deep yearning burns in me that awaits the day that these bars melt away, that I can return home at last. You know, just a wonderful, wonderful write and read. You know, he has such an amazing reading voice, Robert has. So just a, you know, awesome, awesome write, dark write here by Robert. Awesomely well done.
Absolutely. Pam, how about you?
Yeah, I was glad that Robert was inspired to write something and that he made a SoundCloud because, yes, he does have a wonderful reading voice. This is a beautiful and haunting dark write. I like that it speaks on the idea of feeling this deep connection to the universe and feeling like you can't escape that earthly prison, that, as he puts it, the fleshly prison. I do particularly like that stanza. An astral romance bittered while I am confined to this fleshy prison. And then on to, I am but a weary fast facade of the light that graced me, a dull shimmer in the void's grand expanse, a tarnished fleck of meandering dust floating. It's the idea of, you know, I think of somebody who's trying to find purpose and meaning in life and isn't finding it where they're at. So powerful write and very well done.
Thanks, Thomas. I thought this was just another fabulous write by Robert. He expresses his thoughts so very well throughout his work. I thought this stanza, I am but a weary facade of the light that graced me, a dull shimmer in the void's grand expanse, a tarnished fleck of meandering dust floating aimlessly within an anomalous vessel. I thought this was an excellent take on the chosen prompt, which was, I have to get off of this planet. And I think that, you know, he pretty much summed it up well in this poem. I don't think he missed a bit of it. And definitely very relatable. So nice work, Robert, and thank you so much for sharing with us. That was a great piece for tonight. I think we can skip in another one. Okay, Pam. Can I get you to read the next one by Grant V?
Yes. All right. This is Life of Burden by Grant G. Up and Adam, another day alive, not one for crying. The homeless man smiles. How many days has he woken this way? No breakfast, purpose, or pay. Gathering his thoughts as he rises to his feet. Cold, damp, nothing sweet. Looking around, debris and clothes. Tarpaulin flaps, cold wind blows. Waving his arms, he stamps his feet. Hand in pocket, something neat. A sip and a swirl of the whiskey he loves. He smiles while winking above. Gone are the days of his youth and his while, old coat boots of homeless style, abandoned at birth as a bastard of the skies, who holds all those gods with vile and poem. I don't know why I thought it was going to end with the word demise. I just...
Oh my gosh, you're not supposed to rewrite the poem, Pam. I'm only kidding.
I know, I'm editing the poem as I'm reading. Poor Grant. I apologize to him.
Okay, Naomi, you want to start us off on this?
Yeah, I really like this. You know, it has such deep depth to it. You know, on all those homeless people, you know, how many days has he woken this way? No breakfast, purpose, or pay. And then looking around, debris and clothes, tarpaulin flaps, cold wind blows. I just love, you know, the three-line stanzas and, you know, just the flow, the rhythm of it. It just brings you along, you know, each line. You just want to continue reading it. It's so captivating. But, you know, it's so dark, too, and talks of, you know, a reality that does exist. And I like how gone are the days of his youth and wild old coats, boots of homeless style, abandoned at birth. You know, he brings it in more personal at the end. And so you really get into the character here. And so well portrayed this character throughout this poem. So bravo, Grant G. Just a wonderful, wonderful write.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And Pam, how about you?
Yeah, I thought this was a wonderful write that focuses on the raw reality and truth of what it's like to be homeless. You know, I like that he really focuses on the sadness and struggle of it, and then, you know, how there this idea of, you know, the thought at the end was particularly hard hitting with the idea of somebody, you know, blaming the gods, feeling as if they should be up in heaven and yet they're trapped here on earth. I like the imagery of waving his arms, he stamps his feet, hand in pocket, something neat, a sip and a swirl of the whiskey he loves. He smiles while winking above. You know, it's that brief moment of happiness wherever it can be found in that cold, cruel world. So very well done.
Excellent comment, David. You know, I thought this was very well penned too. It was fine work, and it says it was inspired by prompts 2 and 5. So clever he pulled 2 and made it work together. But these are the lines I chose. Gone are the days of his youth and his wild boots of homeless style. Abandoned at birth as a bastard of the skies, he holds all those gods with vile. Thanks for sharing with us all tonight, Grant. That was a great piece and nicely done. So thank you again. Okay. And last, but not least, Naomi, thank you for reading this piece by Julie Buck. Let me find her. You're somewhere. Okay, whenever you're ready.
Off mute would be better, eh? Julie Buck. An honor. Our hands were firmly linked. I have to get off this planet, Lockie. Are you quite finished? He asked. Quite, I replied. Together we stepped off the edge of the earth, but our hands were firmly linked. End poem.
There you go. Geez, that was one of my poems. Short. I loved it. yeah, what am I all doing? Pam, you want to start us off?
Yeah, I thought this was a wonderful brevity. I like the way she staggered her lines. You know, it gave, for a brevity, it gave plenty of food for thought. You know, like the fact that it asked the question, are you finished yet? He asked. Quite, I replied. And, you know, you just imagine all the stuff that happened before that point. It has a sad feel to it. And it's really difficult to separate any part because they just lead one into the next. But I thought it was really well done the way she used the word but on its own, you know, between the two stanzas so that there created that moment of pause. So excellent write and very well done.
Yeah, nice comment, huh? And Naomi, how about you?
Yeah, you know, like Pam said, you know, you wonder what happened before, you know, all this came to pass. You know, are you quite finished? He asked. Quite, I replied. You know, what went down there? And, you know, it's a very thought-provoking piece and a piece that you can take it in so many different, you know, so many different places in your mind. Mm-hmm. So I thought in that way it was very thought-provoking indeed. And, you know, for a brevity, it's very well done. You know, I like it, but our hands were firmly linked. So basically, you know, one drags down the other with them, you know, off the planet or up to the heavens, you know, whatever way you want to take it. But, you know, it's a very thought-provoking piece and well done by Julie Buck here.
Nice comment, Amy. Yeah, I like this piece as well. I thought it was an excellent brevity and a wonderful take on the prompts. I thought it was nicely expressed, and, you know, I really appreciated the share by Julie. I liked that it was so short. It's like, are we finished? Yep, we're finished. Okay, let's do it, you know, and away we go. You know, holding hands. We're going, but we're not alone. And I thought it was clever, just nicely done. So, great job, Julie. Excellent take on the prompts. And Pam, we have 4 minutes to go. I'm not pulling another poem. What show are you going to put the carryovers on? So that way everybody will know.
I will put them on Break On Through, which is this coming up Friday after midnight.
Okay. There's only three. So in case somebody's not sure, the three that we have are Thomas B., Waiting, and Nick Garrison. The three that are going to be carried over. I think we covered everything else tonight. This doesn't make sense to cram something in at the last minute and do that. Now, what's coming up? Tomorrow is The Art of Seduction. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Sam, what are we doing tomorrow night? So I don't know.
Tomorrow we have a few carryovers from Naomi's last show. And then we have poems inspired by the artwork of Maja Borowicz. The contest is closed, but of course, you know, rights on topic rights are always welcome on the topic board.
Absolutely. And then tomorrow after that, we have Headliner's Ball. And who is tomorrow night?
Well, actually, Headliner's Ball tomorrow night is the Headliner's Ball Mixer, where,
okay.
You know, we're just going to get, yeah, it'll be fun. So looking forward to that.
Okay. You want to explain the mixer to me? Because I have no idea. And I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Okay. Yes. Well, okay. So the Headliner's Ball Mixer is we have invited everyone who's been previously headlined to share a poem and, you know, if possible, you know, call in to read it. And we've also set up a topic board that is, it says Headliner Ball Mixer 1-4 questions about the poems, because we're having people, if they want to, read each other's poems, post their questions on that board. And that way, Jeremy and I can, you know, pick and choose questions to be asked. You know, it's just an opportunity to delve into each other's poetry and have some fun discussion.
Right. Well, now I'm a little more educated. I wasn't sure why I saw two topic boards for the same date. And I was like, oh, what is that? So I'm glad I got a chance to ask you.
yeah.
I just am, you know, I get a little confused. And out of whack. And then Thursday, we have Richard Weissman, I believe. I think last Thursday was Double Helix, followed by Break On Through for Friday morning. And then we have The Miser Poetry. So thank you for the input, Pam. I have no idea. Naomi, thanks for being here. Pam, thanks for all you do.
My pleasure. Always.
Yes. And
great show, Dean.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Pam. Mm-hmm. You did a fine job with it. Two of us. Oh my God. I'm thinking that she's saying, no, grab the rope. Okay, Pam. But anyway, wonderful show. And thank you, ladies, very much. Pam, I'm sure I'll be talking to you tomorrow. I'm going to go back to sleep now. That's what I do best.
Good night, girl.
Good night, guys. Take care. Okay, be good.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye.